Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the first extended work of a major figure in 20th century jazz. It's Mary Lou Williams' Zodiac Suite, coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
a live 1945 performance of Mary Lou Williams' Aquarius from her Zodiac Suite. Before that, Libra from the 1945 studio recording of the suite. Pianist, arranger, and composer Mary Lou Williams is one of the greats of 20th century jazz. Born in 1910 and raised in Pittsburgh, she touched either directly or indirectly upon most of the significant developments in the music's history. She was a part of the swing era, writing and arranging for Andy Kirk and his 12 Clouds of Joy, and participating in the mid-1930s Kansas City scene that also produced Count Basie. She was a friend and a mentor to a number of up-and-coming bebop musicians in the early 1940s, among them Thelonious Monk and Bud Powell. And in the early 1950s, she moved to France, becoming a part of the expatriate jazz community. In the later years of her career, she was a pioneer in writing sacred jazz, and she also became a jazz educator at Duke University. The span and breadth of her career is matched or surpassed perhaps only by Miles Davis and by Duke Ellington, the friend and colleague who famously described her as perpetually contemporary. She is like soul on soul. In 1945, Mary Lou Williams was 35 years old, living in New York City. She had left the Andy Kirk Band in 1942 and had worked for a while as an arranger for Ellington. She had begun a fruitful recording relationship with Mo Ash's label, which would eventually become Folkways. She was playing regularly at Barney Josephson's Two Cafe Society nightclubs, which were noted for catering to integrated audiences, and her apartment was a kind of salon for the young bebop modernist. Williams was also hosting her own weekly radio show every Sunday on WNEW. She had read a book about astrology, and she decided that the Zodiac Suite would give her a way to frame a suite of musical sketches about people that she knew in various states that the signs could represent. The idea was to debut a new piece, or musical sign, each week on the radio program. She'd already written two of the pieces the year before. As the weeks progressed, she ended up improvising many of them on air, then refining them later before making a studio recording of the entire suite for the Ash label. The suite came out as two 78 RPM albums, each album containing six selections on three 10-inch discs. In the liner notes, Mary Lou Williams wrote, "As a composer and musician, I have worked all my life to write and develop serious music that is both original and creative. The Zodiac Suite is the beginning of a real fulfillment of one of my ambitions." We'll start off with the first three compositions from the suite. Here's Mary Lou Williams performing Aries on Nightlights. Thank you. pianist Mary Lou Williams performing her compositions Gemini, Taurus, and Aries from her 1945 studio recording of the Zodiac Suite for Ash Records. Bassist Al Lucas accompanying her and drummer Jack Parker joining on Taurus and Gemini. Gemini dedicated to Benny Goodman and trumpeter Shorty Baker, to whom Mary Lou Williams had been married for a brief time, and Miles Davis. Taurus dedicated to Duke Ellington and pianist Ellis Larkins, and Aries dedicated to Williams' friend tenor saxophonist Ben Webster. Speaking of Duke Ellington, Williams may have been inspired to do her suite partly by her former boss's Black, Brown, and Beige suite, which he had featured at his Carnegie Hall debut in January 1943. Williams herself would perform her Zodiac suite at Carnegie Hall in the summer of 1946 with a 70-piece orchestra. No recordings of that concert have been released, but we do have a concert performance from December 31st, 1945 at New York City's Town Hall. It took about 50 years for this to surface on a CD. The preparations for this concert, which involved a small jazz group and chamber orchestra playing the Zodiac Suite and several other numbers, took a real toll on Williams. Friends remembered her apartment being strewn with music manuscript papers in the weeks leading up to the event. She was aided in her efforts by Milt Orent, a bassist and staff arranger for NBC who'd been formally trained in classical music. We'll start off with a number from the concert that featured the man to whom Aries had been dedicated, Ben Webster, joining Mary Lou Williams' small jazz group and a chamber orchestra for Cancer at New York City's Town Hall. Thank you. Pianist Mary Lou Williams performing Capricorn from her Zodiac Suite at New York City's Town Hall on December 31, 1945. Capricorn, a piece that she wrote for her friend, the trumpeter Frankie Newton, who also played at Cafe Society quite a lot. Before that, from the same concert, Leo, written for trombonist Vic Dickinson. Proud but hip and very strong, as Mary Lou Williams described him. And we began with Cancer for alto saxophonist Lem Davis and featuring Williams' intimate Ben Webster on tenor sax. The Town Hall concert received mixed notices, and Williams was disappointed with how it turned out. She later wrote that afterwards she was sick for a week and couldn't work. Jazz writer Barry Ulanoff, however, considered the concert a success. Allowing that some of the ensemble work had been less than meticulous, he still said, "This is the way music must go from here. Jazz cannot exist on jive and kicks and nostalgia alone. Classical music will stop short unless it is infused with the warmth and drive and spontaneity of jazz." Mary Lou Williams, even if she was not altogether successful, made the case for this position almost unassailable. In saying so, Ulanoff put her work into yet another category of music that did not even have a term yet, the third stream, which Gunter Schuller and others would champion from the 1950s on. We'll have more of the Zodiac Suite coming up in just a few moments. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Mary Lou Williams' Zodiac Suite on Nightlights. We're playing music from pianist Mary Lou Williams' Zodiac Suite on this edition of Nightlights, an extended work which Williams recorded and performed in 1945. Mary Lou Williams was listening to a lot of classical music around this time. She later said that she studied with Milt Orrin, the NBC staff arranger who'd helped her prepare for the Town Hall concert. "We used to visit the library on 58th Street and listen to music with earphones, reading scores, Hindemith, Schoenberg, Berg, and all of the German composers," she said. She immersed herself in the works of Bartok and the French Impressionist, and she also took piano lessons from a classically trained Russian immigrant, but she abandoned them after he criticized her self-taught playing technique. Although Williams retained an appreciation for classical music, she realized that trying to adapt a more formal approach might injure the spirit of her jazz work. We'll hear a piece now from the Zodiac Suite that has drawn comparisons from jazz critic Dan Morgenstern to Gershwin's Piano Preludes and Vix Beiderbecke's In a Mist, and from jazz historian Andrew Hamzy to Russian composer Dmitri Kabalevsky's work in small forms. Mary Lou Williams and Sagittarius on Nightlights. Thank you. Mary Lou Williams performing Pisces from her 1945 studio recording of the Zodiac Suite, a piece dedicated to Cafe Society owner Barney Josephson. We also heard Aquarius, dedicated to President Franklin Delano Roosevelt and blues guitarist Josh White, a friend and fellow Cafe Society fixture. And we started off with Sagittarius, a performance of a composition dedicated to pianist Eddie Haywood. In our next set, we'll hear bassist Oscar Pettiford's 1956 octet version of Williams' Scorpio, a piece that Mary Lou Williams dedicated to my friends the Sexpots, Imogene Coca, Ethel Waters, and Catherine Dunham. Dunham later adapted this piece for a ballet, and Mary Lou Williams also gave an arrangement of it to Duke Ellington. First, another performance from the December 31st, 1945 Town Hall Concert, a piece that preceded Scorpio in the Zodiac Suite, in which Mary Lou Williams dedicated to my very beautiful friends Dizzy Gillespie, Art Tatum, Bud Powell, and Monk. Here's Mary Lou Williams with a small jazz group and chamber orchestra performing Libra on Nightlights.
Thank you.
bassist Oscar Pettiford in 1956 performing Mary Lou Williams' Scorpio from the Zodiac Suite with a group that included Gigi Grice and Jerome Richardson on clarinet, Bob Brookmeyer on trombone, and Donald Byrd and Ernie Royal on trumpet from the Bethlehem album Another One. Before that, Mary Lou Williams at New York City's Town Hall on December 31, 1945, performing Libra with a small jazz group and chamber orchestra. In the next few years, Mary Lou Williams moved to France and became a part of the post-World War II expatriate jazz community, eventually undergoing a religious conversion that would help spurn retirement from her life as a musician. Friends and fellow artists finally persuaded her that a true devotion to God involved putting her musical talents to use, and she made one of her first appearances with trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, whose wife Lorraine had been baptized into the Roman Catholic Church with Mary Lou Williams in the spring of 1957. The appearance came in a very public and dramatic forum, the Newport Summer Jazz Festival. When Mary Lou Williams returned to the stage at Newport in 1957, she chose to perform three selections from the Zodiac Suite. They were arranged by trombonist Melba Liston. Though Williams later complained that Dizzy's band was under-rehearsed, the set was still considered a triumph. Williams would go on to make further contributions to the jazz canon, helping to pioneer sacred jazz in the 1960s, performing a concert with avant-garde giant Cecil Taylor in the late 1970s, and teaching at Duke in the last years of her life. She would perform the Zodiac Suite at the Vatican's radio station in Rome in 1969, and the suite would also be revisited nearly 60 years after its debut by a trio led by Williams' devotee, pianist Jerry Allen. We'll close out this edition of Nightlights with Dizzy Gillespie's big band in 1957 at Newport, featuring guest pianist Mary Lou Williams.
May I present now for your listening pleasure the dynamic Miss Mary Lou Williams. Thank you.
Pianist Mary Lee Williams performing Virgo, Libra, and Aries from the Zodiac Suite with Dizzy Gillespie's Big Band at Newport in the summer of 1957. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Production support comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, fresh juices, and 100% fruit smoothies, and including locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.